Friends, the 23rd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, the first New Testament book, begins by Jesus' announcement of seven woes against his people's religious leaders. He described their forefathers' history and their own rebellion and violence, saying, "Therefore, I send you prophets and wise men and scribes, some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will flog in your synagogues and persecute from town to town, so that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation." As the righteous promised Messiah, son of Abraham and David, Jesus goes on to declare judgment against Jerusalem, the capital of the Roman-occupied Judea. With a broken heart, he laments the city, saying, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, for I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Later, in the 24th chapter, Jesus addressed his own disciples' misunderstanding of the meaning and purpose of the temple in Jerusalem. We read, "Jesus left the temple and was going away. When his disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple, but he answered them, 'You see all these, do you not? Truly, I say to you, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." Earlier in chapter 21, Jesus addressed the Jewish religious leaders' opposition to his ministry of merciful, self-giving love, holiness, and power, and the rejection of him as the promised Messiah King. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces. And when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." Friends, like all of us, the religious and spiritual leaders of the Israelites in Jesus' day were blinded by self-centeredness. Their prideful view of the earthly temple blinded them from understanding that it symbolized the fact that the promised Messiah would bring a true eternal presence and knowledge of God to all of humanity. Instead, their corrupted heart's desire was for an earthly kingdom to serve their short-sighted ethnic and political vision. It is natural for the sinful human race to have a corrupted perception of who God is. Our hearts and wills are captivated by the blindness of our fallen human nature. So we are inclined to seek after that which is passing, selfish, self-centered, and self-seeking. Friends, the message of the gospel is clear. Jesus is Emmanuel, the promised divine Messiah. He represents the very holy and eternal saving presence of God in the midst of humanity. This is the true meaning of the temple. Jesus, as the promised offspring of Abraham, is the new Adam. He fulfills the promise to Abraham of blessing to all families of the earth. He establishes a new humanity gathered from all tribes and nations. Jesus is the promised divine Messiah King, coming through the royal line of King David. He came to do away with the corrupted ethnic earthly kingdom. He came to establish an abiding universal kingdom of justice, righteousness, and peace. Hallelujah.